Few things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
Welcome to week 19, or divisional week, of Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
And oh,
They couldn't quite pull it out, Mike.
No. No, it was tough, man. It was quite the game. You got to say that. It was a heck of a game.
Oh, yeah.
Packers lose 20-26 to the Cardinals. And if we, you know, it's kind of like in basketball where one player can take over the game. That's what happened with Arizona. Larry Fitzgerald took over the game. And literally, and if it wouldn't have been for that kid whose dad writes for the St. Paul Pioneer Press, we could have gotten away with it. But
I'd say the last time I saw a game that was that back and forth, you know, the whole game basically back and forth, just a slugfest, was the Packers Cardinals game in Arizona, the wild card week game. Back in, what was that, 2009?
Gosh, yeah.
2010.
I
think it was Rodgers' second year as a starter. It was the highest scoring playoff game of all time, like 55-52 or something like that.
I think, is it out of the last five times Rodgers got us to I think, OT, three times the defense has not gotten it done, so he had a chance to touch the ball?
It's something like he's... Out of our last five playoff games, three of them, he had a fourth quarter game tying drive at the very end and never touched the ball again.
Yeah, that stinks.
Yeah. That's why I don't know, a lot of people are saying they should have gone for two after that touchdown.
Yeah, but you know, woulda, shoulda, coulda. It's like, you can do that hindsight 2020 thing every game.
They did the poll on Dan Patrick, should they or shouldn't they?
McLovin do it?
The majority said they should have. It's like, well, would the majority have said that if you asked right after they scored the touchdown before the extra point?
Careful. There you got Beast Lady over there. She's getting antsy. It's way too early. We're only 3 minutes into this thing. So, our mascot, the Bernese Mountain Dog Lady. Speaking of changing things, did you hear that the Packers fired their running backs coach and their tight ends coach today?
I did not. When did you hear that?
Just call me Scoop, Mike.
Hey, I was busy today.
Yeah, right. I was checking out the stats for the game, and it just came across when I was looking on the internet. So Sam Gash, the running backs coach, and Jerry Fontenot, the tight ends coach, were released today.
Fontenot. I don't know how it's pronounced.
You say Fontenot, I say Fontenot.
I've heard it both ways. So
I heard that about you.
Packers 20, Cards 26.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, you know, I'm proud of them for sticking as tough as they did.
Especially with the injuries, especially at wide receiver. I was impressed how well we did against a good team.
Yes, a very good team. And they... pretty much everybody written them off, and very few people thought they could even stay close, which they certainly did.
Mm-hmm.
But let's start going through it. We got, of course, one of your favorite topics to start us out.
Wasted timeouts. Right away. Like 5 minutes in the game, we're wasting timeouts on pointless crap. Every game.
You sound like, who is that that does that? Playoffs.
We got to win a game. Playoffs. But yeah.
You should see the audio file. You just spiked it all to hell right there.
Playoffs.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. Was there a game this season I didn't whine and complain about us wasting timeouts.
Well, I guarantee you there wasn't a game this season you didn't whine and complain, but I don't know about the play, the touchdowns or the timeouts.
All right, moving on.
I wish we would have had video for the look I
got. Got pretty hostile right out of the gate there.
By the way, just for those keeping score at home, we are recording on Tuesday after our Saturday game.
Correct.
I thought that was pretty good to get that scoop on the coaches letting go on a Tuesday. Normally that's later in the week.
Yeah, nice job.
Thank you very much.
All right, no more smoke.
No more smoke.
Blowing up here.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Had some pretty bad penalties at some pretty bad times.
Yeah.
And when you're in such a close game and it's so back and forth, those just get, you know, maximized.
What did you think of the refs?
They were crap. They were horrible.
No, seriously.
Seriously?
Yeah.
But no, they weren't good. There were so many non-calls and holds that they weren't calling. Matthews was pretty much getting just, you know, grabbed on every play.
He was getting clothesline.
Yeah, it was crazy. And that they had a couple where even the announcers were going, well, that's pretty clearly pass interference.
And it goes back to called. Every year they do that where you've got referees that have a team. And they go through the regular season as a team. And then they supposedly cherry-pick the best ones, put them to the playoff games. And I don't care who you know, if you're not used to working with a guy, it's not going to be as cohesive. You're going to have somebody that you know you can rely on certain things. But, yeah, it was a tough one. Mm-hmm. But I would say they were consistently bad through the game on both sides.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I agree.
Okay, good.
I guess.
But
fine.
Definitely, I'm over it. Definitely frustrating, especially when you feel the tide turning, and it's like they are doing the holding on Matthews and the other players. And
I was glad though that I didn't get worked up about it during the game. Pretty proud of that.
You know what? I just let me go get my saw there, Pinocchio. We gotta cut some of that nose off. Oh my gosh! It's a good thing our Sean's sister and mom and my wife are on vacation right now, so they were not here. So it was a more vocal Sean.
I was ready to burn this building down. I was not happy.
Oh, man. The F-bombs and everything else.
Neighbors were covering their kids' ears.
Women and children jumping out of tall buildings. So what do we got? Beverage tonight. We've got Whiskey Coke.
Whiskey Coke, correct.
In case you want to join us. So.
I have a smaller glass because I'll be drinking later tonight.
Right, he's leaving here to go drinking after he's been drinking.
I'm pacing myself. Like a responsible person.
What do you think of that challenge by McCarthy?
Wasn't a fan.
No?
No. I've been happier. I think McCarthy struggled a lot with challenges the whole time he's been with us. But this year, I was happier with him. I thought he did better with the challenges. I just think this game, he was reaching. It's a hard play to overturn.
Yes.
And we'd already wasted a timeout. We couldn't lose another that early on.
Yes.
And we did because he lost the challenge.
Yeah.
I think you kind of got to look at, you got to weigh the risks and rewards of the challenge. Like, is it worth losing a timeout if I lose the challenge and losing a challenge?
Right.
Than to just get this first down overturned.
Right. Right. I think that one of the things I wonder, you know, who does he have in the booth? Or who does he have in the sidelines that says, no, you don't want to do this one. You know, you got to have it because it's got to be so emotionally charged when you're on the field like that and you want to change the momentum or keep the momentum going, whatever it is. Maybe that's why he's getting two different
he had that,
coaches.
Was it a week ago or 2 weeks ago he had that challenge? That he threw because Rodgers ran up to him and told him to throw it, so he did right away. And then was clearly a bad challenge, and Rodgers like walked away with his like hands behind his back, like oopsie,
sorry. I was just kidding.
Injuries again.
Yeah.
Every week.
Well, Micah Hyatt, that was, I think that was a big one. We lost him in the second quarter.
Yep.
That was his hip injury, and but it's just that's the way you know it goes, and every team has him.
Adams was out. Then we lost Cobb to a, kind of a nasty injury. Actually, it didn't look that bad.
Right.
He had that just incredible catch.
Right.
Just you know that getting tackled, one-handed grab, falling down. Then the guy must have just landed on him just right.
I think the way he hit the ground and the guy landing on him, whatever angle it was.
Bruised his lung, turns out. He was coughing up blood on the field.
Not good. Not good at all. So, and that was and to lose him, do you remember when we lost him? What part of the game it was?
The second quarter.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty early.
Yeah, either late first quarter or early second.
So the fact we were still able to stay in it was crazy. So you want to talk about the Hail Mary?
Hail Mary.
I think there were two Hail Marys. There was two Hail Marys. Back to back.
That wasn't really a Hail Mary.
Oh, come on.
It wasn't.
He's in the end zone. He checks at, what, 50 yards?
No, it went down to, like, the 35, so it's probably about...
So it's 45. He's in the end zone.
65 yards or so.
And then
but it wasn't really a Hail Mary. Like, he saw him open. He threw a dart at him.
Well, it was dang impressive.
It was impressive. And both of them he was avoiding a sack, getting out of it. Just, he makes magic happen.
Well, but the real Hail Mary you're talking about, it just doesn't look like he physically should have been able to throw the ball that way. I mean,
no,
his body was falling
backwards,
contorted the other way.
I mean, he's got a heck of an arm, like probably one of the best ever, but they don't look all that big. Like, they're kind of skinny-looking arms.
Yeah, you got to watch out for those little guys.
I actually mentioned that at work today. They were talking about the game and said something. I was like, you know, it's got one of the strongest arms in the history of the game or something. And there, and one of the guys goes, well, I don't know. He's no Dan Marino. I'm like, what the? What are you talking about? Oh, I don't know. Not Rodgers. He's no good. He's no Dan Marino.
Yeah, exactly. He's no Frank Gifford.
So if you were McCarthy,
let's
pretend your first name was Mike.
Hey, it is.
Oh, this will be easy for you then. Would you have gone for two?
No.
After the Hail Mary touchdown?
No, I wouldn't have. No, I wouldn't have. Mm-hmm. I mean, the way our defense was playing, because, no. You?
It's tough. I think.
I mean, seriously, I'm talking about trying to be realistic. I was in the moment at the time.
I know.
Not
that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking logically, I think I would have wanted to. I think I would have looked at it as I have the best player in the game. I want to put the ball in his hand, give him 1 2-yard play to win the whole thing. But if I'm in the game, I don't know, because then I, you know, then I'm standing there going, if I do this and I'm wrong, could be my job.
So where is the ball then? Is it on the two?
Two.
It's on the two. Yeah. So I'd like to know how we've done on fourth down conversions.
Four
how many
six
goal
on
line
the year.
Stands? What's that?
4 for 6 on the year.
On fourth downs?
Fourth downs. What else you want to know?
How many goal lines have we been stuffed at the line like that?
I'm not sure.
Because, I don't know. I got to think he's got the info in front of him. But, again, you can sit there at 20-20.
Could have handed it off to Fat Lacy. Saw that article you posted. Turns out he is fat. I was wrong.
I've been telling you all year.
Yeah, I admit it.
Take it from one fat guy. He knows what a fat guy looks like.
There you go.
Did you hear what Lacey was doing today on Twitter? He was like, just sitting down eating some gummy bears and going to head over to Sonic and pick up some. It's just like one tweet after another. It's like, yeah, kids.
All right. Should we kick things off?
In the offense?
Go into the offense?
Yeah, let's go.
So you talked about the coaches. I think and you kind of, you asked about this as far as like the should we have gone on the 2-point conversion or done a 2-point conversion. Our red zone offense has not been good all year. Struggled with it.
I think combination of wideouts and line.
Yeah, it's. I think that's a big part of it too, because, I mean, it wasn't until last game and this game that we were able to trust our offensive line. And when you're in the red zone and you get to like the, you know, second, third down, they're gonna be blitzing.
Mm-hmm.
But let me see. Sorry, I need to change something.
Yeah, I know. I was just gonna say something, and all of a sudden you just deleted it.
Yeah. Sorry
from
about
a script
that.
Here.
It was in the wrong part of the script.
I agree. You have done your offensive line played great.
Yeah, I think they really stepped up.
Yep.
We finally had all the starters back. That was big for us.
And that's where I was just like hoping, let's just get past this next one.
I mean, it makes sense. You know that's how it works, but it's still amazing the difference it makes to have an offensive line, a good offensive line.
And the coaches were saying that all year, you know, we're trying to make do with what we have. And it's like, yeah, we'll do better.
Yeah. I don't know really what else to say about the line itself. It's just the boys were back.
Yeah, hopefully we don't go through the same thing next year. But needless to say, some of the underlings got quite a bit of playing time, so hopefully that helps next year. But you want to go through the stats?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, 22-44 for 261 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. What do you think?
Trying to remember his INT. Do you recall that?
It got tipped at the line. That big 6'8 defensive lineman tipped it, and the guy caught it.
Okay. I thought he had a good game.
I thought he had a huge game.
I mean, obviously, towards the latter part of the game, it was just smoking. But
I think the whole game, considering the receivers we had out there with Cobb hurt, Adams hurt, Jordy hurt, and we're playing, you know, Aberdaris was on the practice squad at the beginning of the season.
Right.
With who he had out there, I thought he had a huge game.
I do too. And Sean and I are horrible at the. We've got a DVR. So it's like, well, wait, back that up one time. So we're constantly going, oh, well, I guess he wasn't open, or, you know, and he threw it to the
right guy. Oh, it's
horrible.
Like when I'm watching the other football games at my place and I'm trying to back stuff up and I can't because I don't have a DVR. Mm. And so,
I suppose because you're streaming, yeah.
Yeah. And I can't fast forward through those stupid commercials every 2 minutes. Commercials, kickoff, commercials. Oh my God.
That's the killer.
That is
I
the
hate
killer.
That. It's like, and we'll be back after this.
And then it's a touchback.
Of course, and then you've got the, now it's in postseason, the half times are typically longer. And then they come back to the stadium, and they talk about what you just saw and what you might see coming up, and we'll be back after this. And then they go and they take a long break. It's not your typical 2-2.5 minute break. They come back for the kickoff, and we'll be back after this.
I really loved that play, and I think you pointed out during the game where they had a linebacker blitz from the edge. Rodgers pointed at it mid-play for Starks to pick it up. Starks picked it up. He pointed out, threw left, got the first down. That was impressive.
Yeah, he's really good at play ground ball.
It's
but if he's got the guys on point that they're playing with him, like when Kuhn was in there for several plays, they really were moving it up and down. But let's move on to the rushing here.
Alrighty.
We got Lacy, who had, and this is deceiving if you didn't see the long run. He was 12 for 89. Sounds not bad, but he had a career long 61 yards, was a great play by the offensive line. And then he made
really
a couple of plays
he
on his own.
He made a good move.
Yep.
Maybe
but,
if he was 20 pounds lighter, he would have had a touchdown. He was really, he didn't start out all that fast, but even though he was going slow to begin with, he slowed down at the end there. He's kind of like,
and so the guys are over with the oxygen tanks firing him up, getting his mask ready.
I think the announcer said something about that, and then the next play he's like, and Starks is in at running back, obviously.
Starks was 7 for 23.
Real quick, if you take out that long run for Lacy, he averaged 2.5 yards a carry.
Now, which has been about what he's done. He's been around. He's had games where it's 2, 2.5.
But he's also had games where it's 5 or 6.
Starks was 7 for 23.
I like Starks. I love the way he plays, the way he runs. He always he gives it his all.
Yeah,
every
he does.
Play.
He runs a little bit too high for me, but you know, just waiting for somebody to cream him. But yeah. He's a big boy, and he lowers that shoulder. He can really give it to somebody. Aaron had 21 yards on 2 runs. He had one long one. I don't remember what that must have been, about 15 on that one that he ran up the middle. And Kuhn, 1 carry for 2, which is pretty good for his average for him. But he does so much more. He's also back there pointing and telling guys what to watch out for and what to do. He's another quarterback back there.
You're such a Kuhn lover.
Yeah, I am.
You might be his biggest fan.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'll be up there. Top 5.
Receiving? You want to move on to receiving?
Yeah, let's go.
Janice finally had the game.
What?
His game.
Wow.
He's a couple of years now, actually. He's been kind of all this potential but not living up to it.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go.
Mm-hmm.
The Janice train, it's finally chugging along just in time for the season to be done.
Yeah, just sad. 7 for 145. 7 for 145 and 2 touchdowns.
It was, yeah, great game. Yeah. I mean, part of those yards are inflated by the Hail Mary,
mm-hmm.
but still, really good game by him.
Absolutely.
Really stepped up. That scramble touchdown he had. That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that one?
Yes, I do.
And it looked like the old Packers, you know. Pocket breaks down, Rodgers escapes, receivers go all crazy and get open.
Yeah, it's another case where I was talking about, like, the offensive line where you got these kids, excuse me, that you weren't expecting them to do much, but were thrown in.
Speaking of thrown in there, Jared Abradaris, your boy. Wisconsin
Abby.
Boy, Jay Abby.
Yes.
He was 4 for 55. He had a drop early on, kind of a big drop. But after that, huge game. Great game. Love to see it.
And I think you're like me. You're watching guys blocking down the field and stuff like that. Both Janice and Abradaris really had a good game that way, too.
Yeah, so. He's really quick, too. Yeah. That's fun to see. He's quick. He runs great routes.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of like a young Donald Driver. Which we've been kind of saying all season,
yeah.
But it kind of showed more this game because he got more playing time.
Richard Rodgers, 5 for 45.
Stop throwing it to him in the flat. It's stupid. It doesn't work. It's not going to work.
This is right up there with wasting timeouts for Sean.
I hate it. God, we do it every game.
Go ahead. Just let it out. I'll just have a sip here.
It doesn't work. I'd almost rather we throw it away. Because usually we throw it to him in the flat, we lose a couple yards.
We do.
He, like, turns, he gets the ball, and he turns back upfield, and it's like in a steam engine, like, do, 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 do. Takes so long for him to get going.
You know, and I think we talked about it with Washington. Who's their tight end?
Jordan Reed.
Pretty much the same build, but way more the athlete. I mean, he can catch it and turn it, bam.
He can probably jump, too.
And Rodgers just got, you know, that touchdown. Rodgers, again, it's just kind of like, it's like me trying to get up off the floor. How about Kuhn? Average 5 yards a catch.
Woo!
2 for 10.
That's what I got to say about that.
Starks 4 for 4 and Lacey 2 for 2. Move on to the defense.
Let's move on to the defense. Huge game for the defense.
Except for the ending.
Okay. Let's be a negative Nelly.
I'm just pointing it out here.
But yeah,
Pollyanna.
It was a huge game. I mean, I feel like I've been, from what I've talking to people, and I know we live in Minnesota, but I've been a lot higher on our defense this year than anyone else. I thought they were one of the best in the league.
You're talking about other Packer fans or other fans of
both.
Football? Okay.
I know we were ranked like 20th because, you know, defense struggles, or offense struggles, your defense is going to have a hard time with stats. But I think we're a good defense, and we showed it this game.
I saw something besides the coaches that got let go today. McCarthy said that next year, Matthews, outside linebacker. That's where he works best.
I saw that. He hopes
yeah.
next year.
Yeah, and that's just it. You know, it's like you got to put him where you need him for the players that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I agree.
I hope too, though, because he's so just destructive at the outside. He's a good inside linebacker. He's a really good inside linebacker. But, God, he's one of the best outside linebackers.
I think our secondary, considering how young they are, and you can get somebody like Palmer scrambling. He can't find anybody open. He's looking like Rodgers sometimes trying to figure it out. Yeah, I think I agree. They hopefully we got bigger things next year. We got to fill some holes.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike Daniels is coming back.
Woo, Mike Daniels. I got his jersey now. Did you know that?
Finally, huh?
Yeah, came in the mail just in time.
It's bad luck. You just wore it once and you lost.
I got to burn it now. But yeah, that's... let's see. Randall and Shields, both on the outside. Hayward in the slot to start out the game, started in the nickel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were kind of seeing Randall and Rollins on the outside with Hayward in the slot. Just put Shields in there because he's our best corner.
Yep.
And speaking of being our best corner, he had a heck of a game. Just huge for us. He had that drop, that interception he dropped right outside the end zone, which would have been huge.
Yes.
But, God, stone hands.
We got, and then Randall, of course, he had the one play where he stuck his hand out to knock the ball down, deflected off him, and I don't remember who caught it. Doesn't matter, by Arizona. In the end zone. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
That play
hurt. Was a dagger.
It was like 4 minutes left in the game.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say? Randall, actually, he had a pretty good game, but he had a few missed tackles that went for first downs.
And pretty average, though. He does that every game.
It's just frustrating. LaTroy Guyon had a huge game. He was playing just above his level, I feel.
Hmm.
He's had a good season for us, but he was great
on
Saturday. Mm-hmm. I almost said Sunday. On Saturday. He was in the backfield the whole game. Fun to see.
Surprising when he was held so much.
Ha-ha, Clinton Dix.
Now here's your crush, your man crush.
I love this guy.
Biggest fan!
Now I need a Dix jersey.
Well, I can get you one.
Yo, can you?
Yeah, I'd use that.
So.
Dix Restaurant, you know, down in the Mall of America.
Oh, the Dix Last Resort.
Mm-hmm.
Not a plug. We are not paid by them, but we won't turn down any money they send our way.
Or coupons and certificates. We'll take those, too. Walk across after we have our drinks and go to Hooters.
But yeah,
he
plays so hard. He's passionate the way he plays. He's where he needs to be. He makes
smart.
Hard hits.
He's a smart player.
And for how young he is,
mm-hmm.
Was it him? He got the interception, and then they showed the stat when he sat on the bench on the sideline. Like, out of his 4 playoff games, he has 2 interceptions out of his 6 total, or something. I'm like, what are they talking about? He's a rookie. Like, he hasn't been in 4 playoff games.
I thought that it was his sophomore year, wasn't it? Isn't it this his second year?
No, this isn't he a rookie?
I don't think so.
Is it a sophomore?
You looked that up.
I can look it up.
And I'll move on to Dom.
Maybe we need to
Dayton
slow it
down
on the whiskey.
Dayton Jones. Played a lot of outside linebacker. I got to think that they're going to figure something out with that outside linebacker. Hopefully next year, barring any injuries or anything like that. Perry looked good again. And as Sean's looking it up, we had...
You're right. Gah. Hate when you're right.
What was that?
I said I hate when you're right.
But what? I'm what?
Fat.
I'm what?
Fat.
I'm what?
You're right.
More importantly, you are...
Fat.
More importantly, you are...
Wrong.
Yes!
Honey, will you put it on the calendar so I don't forget?
She's gone. She's on a cruise.
Yeah, Perry looked good, and Ha-Ha and Randall both had nice interceptions.
Yeah, they really did.
Mm-hmm.
On that Ha-Ha one came out a big time. Randall one came out big time, too. That was in the end zone.
In the end zone, yeah.
I thought that might win us the game, but we didn't score off the ensuing offensive drive.
And I tried not to, mainly because, you know, I don't know how good the heart is, not to get too emotional when stuff like that happens. You're going, okay, here we go, and then boom. It's kind of like with that Randall tip where you're like going, yay, oh, it's like the heart just kind of, oh my god, I'm coming, honey, I'll see you up there.
Is that you, God? It's me, Sean.
This must be heaven. You've got 50 beers on tap. But Randall had a couple of, as you mentioned earlier, a couple of missed tackles that gave Arizona some first downs, and we've mentioned that.
Why'd you put deflection? The deflection? I'm trying to forget about the deflection for a touchdown. You keep bringing it up.
Okay,
you're writing
on.
It down.
Moving
I don't,
on.
I don't like it.
Your drink's almost empty. We got to wrap this up.
We got a ways to go. Our inside linebackers were attacked all game. It's not really a... I've mentioned a few times on the podcast this season. I haven't really seen it anywhere else, people complaining about the inside linebackers. I think it's a big weakness for us.
Mm-hmm, I do too.
We got Matthews at inside linebacker who plays well, but he shouldn't even be there.
Right, right. And I think that's why sometimes you see us just get gutted.
Yeah, well, we had... I mean, really on offense, once we're healthy, I think most of our needs are taken care of, especially if Lacey isn't fat. And... But on defense, I think that should – we focused on the cornerbacks, number one and two last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to focus on inside linebacker. It'd be huge to get something there and then be able to put Matthews back on the outside.
Okay, real quick, because
– How quick?
Mike Daniels is signed now. We got him under.
Mm-hmm.
Raji, what do you think?
Sign him.
We should keep him?
Let's keep him.
Okay. That's head, not heart.
That's head and heart.
Because your sister has a Raji jersey.
That'd be funny.
Well, you've got Fitzgerald, as we talked about in the beginning. He just kind of ran.
Yeah, it's just Palmer was scrambling. Everyone was going after him. They thought they had the sack, and he just got left wide open. It was just a breakdown in coverage at the worst time to have a breakdown in coverage.
Twice in a row. Because then they get down to, what, within
well,
5 yards.
Well, that wasn't
yards
really a breakdown in coverage there. That was a good play call.
A little pitch.
That little inside sweep,
yeah.
Kind of like Lombardi-type play.
Yep, yep. Red zone defense.
I mean, we had a pretty good red zone defense this year. Just the way we do it, where we rush three, we drop eight, not a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, you gotta pressure them when you're in the red zone. Especially, like, our last game here, we were getting pressure on him. We were doing well pressuring the quarterback. So why not pressure the quarterback in the red zone?
Do you want? Yeah, I can. Where's my phone? I'll get you Caper's phone number. You can give him a call.
I mean, we're owners. They need to listen to us, right? That's how it works. That's why we bought the stock.
That's right.
You have anything else to throw in there on defense?
No. It's just... The whole, you know, I look at it as a team as a whole. It's like, just got, I'm optimistic for next year. Mm-hmm. Of course, you never know. There's always going to be injuries. But
not next year, though. We got those out of the way.
Oh, okay.
No injuries.
Let's move on to special teams.
Crosby, 2 for 2, long of 34, 2 of 2 on extra points.
I think he had a great year.
God, we just, man. Especially after the Vikings fiasco, you just really love Crosby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
He didn't. I mean, you got the longer extra points, and people are missing extra points. A lot of kickers are miss, you know, like 4 or 5 on the year. Crosby didn't miss one.
Right. Right.
He has still never missed a field goal for us in the postseason.
Wow, I did not know that.
Now you do.
Well, and then on the flip side, we've got our punter,
Mastay.
I don't know how, I mean, this guy.
He was 4 for an average of 32.8. That's not going to cut it. I it's so frustrating to watch too.
He's in a freaking dome. I mean, come on. It wasn't like he was getting knocked around. It's so frustrating. I don't know. We've got to seriously
have to address it. I think
that we need to bring in somebody to really challenge this guy.
The impact that the punter has is, I think, underrated in the NFL.
Not to me.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. It's like, it's one of those things where it's like 10 yards repeatedly in a game makes a huge difference. I'm talking like the difference between kicking it in the end zone or getting it somewhere around 15 to 5, the 15-yard line or 5-yard line, or even better if you can. But this guy is just...
I would have actually been happy if he kicked it through the end zone. Then they're only at the 20, not the 35, 40 like they were.
What do you think? Janice had 3 for 25 on a returns.
It was all right. Mm-hmm. Not complaining. Is it time?
I think it is time for...
The Game Ball.
And the game ball goes to...
We're going to split it this week, Janice and Aberderis.
See, I almost thought about we should throw it in with Crosby, but that's more of a sentimental thing.
Well, Crosby got it a couple weeks ago. And does he need another ball? We already mailed him the one.
Every man needs two.
Every man needs two balls. Well, then I feel bad for Janice and Aberderis because they're splitting one.
Okay, let's get back on track here. I feel like we're sitting at Hooters right now.
I think they deserve it. I was wavering. Like, do you give it to someone on defense because they stepped up so big this game? Or do you give it to them because, you know, they're not meant to be number one and two receivers? And they filled that role pretty well. And in a year where our receivers struggled all year against defenses, and they excelled, it seemed like, against one of the best defenses in the league.
Let me ask you a question. You're going into the game against Arizona, what was your feeling on the game as far as are we going to lucky if we stay close? We got a chance to win.
Good about the game.
Did you?
I would have said, you know, a 50-50 chance of winning. Maybe too optimistic on my part, probably pretty biased. But I actually felt pretty good about it. I didn't think we'd get blown out. I didn't think we'd blow them out. I thought it'd be a good game.
Yeah, I was hoping for a good game, and I was 50-50 on the good game, on us winning. I thought we were going to need some help in one shape or form or the other. But
like divine intervention or
something like that, yeah. Kind of like their defensive back would stick his arm off, it would deflect out and go to...
Oh, we did have a heck of a Hail Mary there.
Yeah, we did. All right, let's move on to the other games. Chiefs and Patriots.
Hold on, I'm getting there. Patriots 27.
Played in New England.
I'm talking.
Played in
Patriots
New England.
Oh, my God. Patriots 27, Chiefs 20. I was really cheering for the Chiefs here.
I was too. I was cheering, obviously, for the Packers. We both were. To have a Chiefs-Packers
rematch
Super Bowl.
Of Super Bowl 1 and Super Bowl 50. It would have been cool.
That would have been
really cool. I just wanted the Chiefs to win because they have some of the most diehard fans in the league.
Yeah.
And they've been just horrible. Just so bad.
Yeah.
For so long. It's like the Packers of what, the like 70s and 80s when they were just horrible.
70s, first 80s. Couple of years in the 90s.
Yep. But they won their first playoff game in, I think, was it 22, 23 years? So they got that out of the way. Mm-hmm.
And they look good, too.
They did look good, but the Belichick machine just keeps on chugging.
Yeah, I told you. I don't remember if I picked him or not, but I felt on Saturday or Sunday, whenever it was Saturday, that the Patriots were going to win.
Yeah. Tom Brady, fun fact for you.
Okay.
Is going into his 10th career championship game. That's more than 27 teams in the league have in the history of their team.
Oh, man. And what was it we heard when in the playoffs when New England is winning at halftime at home, they were like 91-1.
Yeah, like 90-something and one.
Yeah, it's
when they're
nuts.
Winning at halftime at home.
Seahawks and Panthers.
This was kind of a game of two halves, I'd say.
It definitely was, yeah.
Panthers started out. They were 31-0 at halftime,
mm-hmm.
and then ended the game winning 31-24. Seahawks really made a game of it in the second half.
Yeah, it just, and you see that every once in a while, but it just, when you're down by 31 in the NFL, chances are really good that you're not going to come back mm-hmm. and win.
And then Broncos at home over the Steelers, 23-16.
And every home team won, which was the converse of the week before.
Mike Reagan comes out with his own fun fact. Wow. Way to end the season.
And Peyton actually looked okay in that game. He's got his swan song.
He didn't look very good.
Oh, he was.
The offense didn't look very good. The defense looks amazing.
They do. They really do.
It's kind of the game of two beaten up quarterbacks, though. Roethlisberger was on his last leg, too, with the torn tendons in his shoulder, the knee injury. It's kind of like which quarterback can stay on his feet the whole game.
Which is pretty common for Ben at this time of the year. He's, you know, big boy, and he takes the hits.
A lot of hits, and he doesn't go down, so he takes more hits.
So you, I only got one on you this week on predictions?
Yeah, because here we can look at it quick. I picked Chiefs, maybe wishful thinking on my part. So you gained one there. I took... Did I take Seahawks? I think I did. I was going to take Panthers, and for some reason Seahawks came out of my mouth. So you took Panthers. You won two there. But then I took the Broncos, you took the Steelers.
Okay.
So you gained one. I'm up by three on the season.
So what do we got? We got Patriots at the Broncos.
Patriots at Broncos.
I'm going to go with Patriots.
But I'm going to go with Patriots.
Well, let's go ahead.
All right, I'll go with Patriots.
Yeah, it's not like I don't want them to be able to make up a lot of ground here.
Yeah, I don't want them to win, but I think they will. And then you have Cardinals, Panthers.
I'm going to go with the Panthers.
I'll go with Cardinals.
Okay.
I think that would be a good game.
I hope so. I hope they're all good games.
I'm just here to have fun.
Boys, to fun, have fun.
Oh, man.
Sorry. I apologize to anybody listening on that.
What's the plan moving forward here now that we're a Packers podcast and the Packers season has ended?
Well, I'm thinking for sure we'll do something maybe before the Super Bowl, but for sure after the Super Bowl. Maybe what we could do is like a before the Super Bowl, we'll do kind of a year review kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the Super Bowl, just do kind of a Super Bowl thing.
Yeah. Okay. Then
we got to have a reason to drink.
Yeah. No, we don't.
Or another one.
You're from Wisconsin. You don't need a reason to drink. Mm-hmm. we'll have some in the off season too. When big news happens, we'll maybe do short podcasts to talk about it.
Sure.
We'll have draft preview, draft review. Can't leave our listeners.
I know, they just
hanging.
Yeah.
They're just sitting there every day.
Hiding sharp objects.
Refreshing their page, seeing if there's a new episode.
Well, you know, the one thing you can do, because we're really active on the group on Facebook, Bleeding Green and Gold.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you go there and like the page.
Yeah, I love when people, I mean, we've had pretty good activity too, mm-hmm. a lot of people talking. And when something happens on there, I get a notification on my phone. So I'm pretty active mm-hmm. in responding to people.
Yep.
And I like to post a lot of stuff I see on there. I think I'm in kind of a bad habit right now of posting the negative news. You get all the positive stuff.
Hmm.
But I'll turn that around.
Yeah, maybe need to up your meds a little bit or something.
Yeah. less drinking, more meds.
No.
More of both.
Yes.
Okay. Tequila.
La 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 la.
But yeah. Join the group. It's Bleeding Green and Gold on Facebook. Trust me, you have my word. it will help with the pain of the off season. Because it's a dark time for us all.
It's to chat about it. What did I say? It was 7 months until training camp starts. So.
And it's good if you want to meet people that are Packer fans from all around the world.
All over. Yeah. And which leads me to thank you so much, because we have people from all over that are listening to the podcast. Make sure you share with your family and friends that are Packer fans. And really appreciate, not like we're done for the year, but both Sean and I were pretty surprised how fast this thing kind of took off. So,
yeah, I didn't think anyone would want to listen to us. I still don't know why they do.
Man, that's my whole radio career right there.
Yeah, you had a whole career built off that.
Sitting in a closet talking to myself and going, really? You want to listen to me? All right, until next time.
We appreciate it. Go
Pack, go.
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, go Pack, go!